Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Those who leave you, we're looking at the unvoiced messages. Messages are voiced, isn't it? So a text message is an unvoiced message, isn't it? Now, we're in a very beautiful group, you know, in a beautiful church. If you look at someone like Judas was a Jesus. They went around, you know, all over. And then, what does it mean when he's expected and he's not around? Like maybe you don't see one or two people around. There's a message. There's Sister Charlene. She's not around. There's a message. There's what we call World Shepherds Congress or International Shepherds Congress in Accra. It is starting on Tuesday. So one or two, three people from our church are representing the Guyana church. It's beautiful. Amen. And we are trusting God that you will also represent the church sometime soon. Sisters, I see you going in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's where we want to go. not so. I want to go so. Not so. Not over so. Over so. I want to go to Black Africa, not White America. Yeah, you should plan to go to Ghana. It is every year. Okay, so this year is in this Tuesday. So someone like Sister Charlene, you don't see her here. It's not because she's left the church. She's on her way. Brother Calvin also. So she and Brother Calvin left this morning through somewhere to go. Right, so that's why you don't see Basman. You don't see his car. So those of you who are waiting for him to pick you up, he's gone to heaven. Hey, when you're enjoying some ride, you should think about it too, because a day will come, you may lose the ride. Huh? One day. So you must be self-sufficient. Yeah. I tell you, you must be self-sufficient. You must be strong. That's why even as a young lady, you should start paying bills, start buying plates, pots, those things. You see, so you don't experience those things for the first time in a man's house. Because a man divorced his wife. And in all the confusion that went to another, he said, I took you from I took you from large. You had nothing when I met you. And I put you up. I taking care of you. So it's like somebody was taking a slave or a servant. So the way that the guy looks at you, to start with, looks like somebody who he's just showing compassion and mercy on. It's like you are not. Claire, you're sitting with mommy today. What a shock. But you spoil, man. Again, it's like, you know, you're not respected. You say, women should not allow that. You see that? And because we are not taught, we are not trained. So young women, young girls grow up not trying to fight for themselves. They're so dependent on a man. You wait when a man, if the man was a chair, a bar stool. You know how they sit on the bar stool? It's high. So because of the man, you are high. You sit in that air-conditioned vehicle, which is not for you. The day you and he get wrong and he left you or he dumped you like a toilet tissue, they'll see how you walk through the sun coming to church. Through the rain. And now you will not be able to sustain your lifestyle, so you won't be coming to church now and then because it was free. I think I'm preaching to somebody this morning.
So you must learn to turn your own key at a certain point in your life. You learn to respect yourself. And also respect. So when you respect yourself, then people who come around you will also respect you. But if you don't respect yourself, then when people come, they also don't respect you. Because most of the time, the things that some of us young girls or young boys do, we do it in our mothers and our fathers' houses, which is a very wrong picture of life. Because let's say you have a child, or you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, they come to your mother's house, they come to your father's house. It's a very wrong picture of life. Because you need to have your own place to have a boy or girl come to you. That is when you are trying to, if you want to be big, you think big is not just sex, you know. If sex is not, doesn't make you big. You can have a big sexual weapon or whatever. It doesn't make you big. Yeah. You can have the biggest of whatever. It doesn't make you a big person. Your bigness comes to your ability to be self-sufficient and independent. Respected. You work in life to achieve the things you achieve. Otherwise, you see, when you live with mommy and daddy and all of that you get pregnant anyhow because there's no problem. If you were to wake up in the morning with two children and there's nobody around you, you have to take them to daycare, this or pay a driver to pick them up, then you become a preacher. You become an evangelist. We call it evangelist, whatever. Then you begin to preach to other young ladies and say, hey, girl, the thing ain't easy. Yeah, but because you have granny, you have sisters. So you can just pick up yourself and go along your way because there are maid servants in the house for you. Because the troubles and the challenges you go through, you need the man by your side. Not your mother, not your sisters, not your aunties. You need the man who has planned this thing with you, whether you planned it with this, to be there to support you. That is how God made it. Now, so if you want to, you do go a different way, then you will suffer, you will punish. I didn't say that. You are trying to beat the system that God has set in place. You will suffer. Oh, you will punish. Hey, should we run away? Then you will punish. Somebody has to say yes today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Who is that? Yeah. Yeah. We speak in tongues, I tell you. Ah. Officer, welcome. Prince, we are not afraid of you. We have support. Hallelujah. So I think it's Calvin who's giving me messages, right? I was going to preach my nice message, and then Calvin is trying to, even though he's not here, he's trying to influence my preaching. That's a good lesson, right? Young ladies, all of you, you should be a little self-sufficient. So when a man comes, he will respect you. If you have a guy in a church, he rather comes to your house. Then you ask yourself, what are you going to add to my life? Yeah, it's like he comes to your place to eat. Then you must to bathe. I don't know how he came in there for bathe, but Prince said he bathe. Then you should know that I'm either going to take my life like that, or I want someone to match up with what I have. It's your choice. But sometimes when you give people so much, it goes against you in another way. They'll think that you are food for the poor. Yeah, they will come in, they won't work. Because already when they come, you are working. They won't work. Because you started off with feeding them. Yeah. Bathing them, clothing them, all kinds of things. Yeah. Housing them. So why should he get a house? Hallelujah. Is there a seat for Jonathan in front? Jonathan, you can't sit so far. Is there a seat? Change with Lloyd. Lloyd, please change with Jonathan. Right. I want to see his head falling. and I'll wake him up with a slap. You take a picture with Sister Coletta. Nice picture. It would be a nice picture. Hallelujah. Well, I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, so normally when you come to church, the message that I've planned to preach, sometimes that's not what God wants people to hear. So when you see something else coming, you say, hey, let me record this one rather. I think this one is for me. Do you get it? So you must do that. At this stage, you must be Jalana. You must. Okay, you are an old woman, too. Let me talk to the young girls. Jalana is an old woman. Yeah, 44, right? He's 44. Jalana, how old are you? 21. Yeah, instead of enjoying your life, he has one here and one there. He's fetching like that. 21? What? Nah. You should be dumping people. Nah. By 25, 26, you know, okay. Let me begin to look at them properly. Yeah, close up. At 21, you're already sweating. You get old faster. Yeah, by 32, you're old. Yeah. All your veins are showing on your face. No Mary Kay can remove it. No foundation can take away the problem. But you also have to be wise, because sometimes if you say no for a long time, maybe your last no you are saying. The next one maybe will take another 40 years and maybe you can't wait. You have to balance wisdom with leading of the Spirit. But it's very good for young ladies to start to be a bit more independent from the start. Even men. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, look like you got free hand. You live with parents and you want a girl. How can that be? Over my dead body. Yeah. Me, when I used to take girls to the house when I wasn't born again, I used to hide them. Because you don't want to, you don't want my father to see that you brought a girl into the house. Hey! It's my mother who cook and bring some in the house, in the room for them. And mothers. Yeah, mothers always spoil their boys. Yeah, always. Always. Yeah. I remember one time I brought a girl from, it was midterms. I think we had a 1 week midterm or so. I brought my girlfriend home for 1 week in the house. My father didn't see her, but my mother was feeding her like putting food in a cage for an animal. Then he says, we spoil our boys, isn't it? Yeah. My father didn't see. Hey. And you know, we lived in the house. It was very wide. And my mom and dad were on the left side. And we were on the right side. And we had our own bathroom. So you hardly see daddy. You see daddy if he's going on inspection. He goes around, he's looking at the bulbs and checking cobwebs. But he won't come into my room. So I had a prisoner for about 1 week. No, it wasn't this one. This was a real one. No, they were fake ones. Yeah, I tell you, no, there's no prisoner. No. This is a companion. Proper thing. Those ones, you must hide them. You gotta hide them. People can't know. You can't let people know. Yeah, I remember when I come to the house in the night. My father, the yard had gravels, the stones. You know, so when you come, you know, so when I come in at midnight or 1 a.m., then I tell the girl, let's move at the same time, right? So I do, shh, what? Okay.
You see, that's why if you now come to tell me you can't preach, please, don't let me take you to police station. Because the things we have done in our lives, eh? It was so much boldness and so we were very, very bold in a very wrong way. Now that you've become a Christian, you can't talk to anybody about Christ. You can't, I mean, it's some way. As a young girl, I wanted her to do something. She said, she what? She enabled. I said, the number and the types of cock you have had. Yeah. Cock is the other. Cockroco! That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what you are thinking about. the one that grows, right? yeah. Yeah. I said, when we look at that, you can't tell me that you don't want to do what I'm doing. That you cannot do. You don't want to do. That's what it is. And all of us, the things that we say we can't, it's not we can't. We don't want to do it. We don't want to. Because we are there are some of you girls, if only we could get a video of you that night. Video of you that night. They will see how bold you are. How powerful you are. How strong you are. Hey, but you see, we don't use that in the right way. Hey, smart. I would say, because my dad's window was right on the outside. So when you open the gate, he hears, sometimes he even pulls the blinds. And so I told her, we can't go crack, four steps. No. We do 1, 2, 3. Look around. That's another one. 1, 2, 3. 2. 1, 2, 3. So it's like only one person coming, not two people. And then we go and say, ah. Mission accomplished. Yeah. Boldness in a very bad way. And I wake up, good morning, daddy. I'll go and wash the sky, everything. But there's a prisoner in the house. So you can do it. Turn to someone and tell them, you can do anything for God. If only you want to do it. Hallelujah. So we are saying that there are on voice messages. When people leave you. So what are we trying to say? We're trying to say that. Okay, so by the way, the folks, first seven of the Bible students have left, right? They left yesterday. Amen. It's powerful. Yeah, they sent me a picture from the airport, so I put it on Telegram. You can check it. No, not now. Percival. Not now, later. All right, so they're well. They are on their way to Accra now. Yeah, no, they're going to get VIP treatment when they get there. Amen. So they'll be talking to you about their experiences. Hallelujah. So nice. Somebody was telling me, Geneva was saying that she was hearing my voice at Amsterdam Airport. Not in the church, Amsterdam Airport. Because I used to say that the airport is big. So even though they have arrived, instead of sitting there and resting, they're moving about the place. You can't get all of them together at one time. Everybody's somewhere looking at some nice thing. It's so exciting. You know, and even right now, something is setting in about, how did I get here? If I have not joined a good church, I'll be in Guyana, Sunday morning, sexing somebody. Yeah? Pulling out gray hair and busting wire. But I joined the church. And now, I'm flying KLM. Geneva said they give them plenty food. Because in the night flight, they give you food. KLM, yeah. When you wake up in the morning, you don't brush your teeth. They are pushing breakfast to you. You have to learn to eat without brushing your teeth in the plane. Yeah, that's what he said. Oh, no, I can't brush my teeth. Where are you going to brush your teeth? Eat the food now? And when you finish, then you feed you. You'll be excited. So it's just it's an opportunity. I think it's a privilege, a very, very humble privilege to be able to invest in other people. We are talking, it's a great opportunity. Yeah. And in this life, you should not only think about yourself, you think about others. Because we have actually invested approximately $500,000, half a million in one person.
And I'm saying that me fancy wife, me fancy children. Where's the other one? Me fancy children. We could be going to Barbados on a holiday. I could buy a car for me, car for she, and car for the other one who sits in the back. Yeah. A small one. Small, sportive one. Yeah. No, somebody bought for his son, you know, a Lamborghini, an Italian sports car for Christmas. One of the rich men around. His son of about 15, 16 years. 15, 16 years. Because he runs a company with a lot of money. So if we, because I could be a very wicked pastor. We say, oh, let's do barbecue. Not knowing that the money is for me and my wife. But no, you, it's seven people who have left. Multiply by 500,000. And you see how much money is going out. 500,000, I don't know how many months' salary is that for me, the pastor. I don't know how many months' salary it is for me. And we invest in one person like that. Boom! If you don't like to stay in this church and make sure that this church is going well and peaceful, then there's something in your eyes. Something in your eyes. I tell you, all the things we do here, a few churches, if any, will do that. All the so-called nice churches around Georgetown will not spend $500,000 on just anybody. Look at someone like Travin Clark, who joined our church a few months ago, 6 months ago from the West Coast. He came from Sophia. And we are spending $500,000 on him to send him to abroad to study for 3 years, come back. Tell me, who will? The only thing the president used association or something, what do they even do for them? Prince, what do they even do for the youth? Give them a skill? Give them something? What becomes of them? You're quiet. So anybody who will stand and say something bad about the church and you are there and you don't fight, then you are somewhere. Seven people. Now we have 10 extra who are going to go. Add the two amounts together. 7 by 500, 10 by 500. Are you doing the calculation well? Yeah. You think that small chicken we had is going to chicken? Oh, that we'll stop and go do chicken business, I tell you. And that is the amount of money that we are not buying a land with, we are not buying a church building with, a pastor is not using it for himself. We are investing in people's children. We don't like this church. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to just sign, like spend about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 million or whatever on just people and not on me. It's a privilege. I'm excited about that. That is not for me. I'm so excited that it's not for me. If it was for me, I would be going to hell probably very soon. Me want them trouble? No. Yeah. But I'm here. If you give me 1 million, I'll probably buy a land and start building also. Yeah, I also need a land. I also need a house. They're spending it on people. It's fantastic. I said it's fantastic. And by doing that, God is helping us. God is blessing us. Queen Etta says, can I stay? I said, discuss with your mother. Me in Ghana, Tifosi. She wants to stay in Ghana. If she gets the chance. I said, girl, it's not in my power to decide that. Because if you stay in Ghana, you'll be a pastor anyway. But you got to ask mommy. See what mommy think? If mommy able, then I able to. If she enable, then me to me enable. But she would like to stay in Ghana. The atmosphere, the church life, the godly life. It's like when she looks back at coming back to Ghana, if it's not for a very particular purpose, it's like, what am I going back into? That's true. You don't know how the Ghana atmosphere is. Yeah. It's far. I mean, regardless of, irrespective of your family and all of that, that's the only thing that really will, you know, draw you here. But to live for a certain purpose, and that's how our lives are. Myself, my wife and children, we're not here because of family. We're here because of Christ. And that connects you even stronger than any other connection. Yeah. Cry. I tell you.
Yesterday she was telling me she loved me too much. Anytime she said, rest yourself. So she always knows my answer when she says that she loves me. Yeah, nice girl, grown up. Yeah, I saw her when she used to come to the church. You saw that she was very compassionate about prayer. When it comes to prayer, she behaves very different. I said, no, this is a nice Christian lady. Yeah. I'm going to give you a husband just now. You wait. A nice husband. Brian, you have some more children? You bring in, you take it away. Hallelujah. So all of what we're saying is that because of all the things that God is doing with us and is going on with us, and for even the shepherds to go, it's a lot of money for the shepherds to go for how many days? 10, 11 days. Who spends almost $500,000 to just go somewhere for 10 days? What will you do with $500,000? We'll do something else with it. You won't go to Ghana with it. Your heart, and you must have a certain passion for the church and God and this lighthouse thing to spend such an amount of money to go. But by the grace of God, I promise you, Guyana and Accra will become like Georgetown and Linden for many of you. Georgetown and Linden. We can do it. We will do it. If Obama said, yes, we can, then we who serve a mighty God, yes, we can also do it. Yeah, we can do it. It's not difficult at all, it's just planning. And it must be something you really want to do. You can do it. You can do it. You know the amount of money we spend in about 6 months? If you were to calculate the amount of money that has passed through your hands, if you were saving that with a travel agent to buy a ticket, you would have finished paying your ticket a long time ago. Only 500 looks so big, but it's big to those who don't know how to use money purposefully. So we are saying that if you leave, you are among us, and you leave, you say something that is unvoiced. Do you get it? Once upon a time, we used to have some people here in the church. Some of them used to sing on stage and all of that. Now, when you come and that person is not around, it's like there's a message, but there's no voice attached to it. And that's what we're looking at. The unvoiced messages of those who leave you. Chapter 3 of the book. Now, one or two points that will close. We did 1, 2, 3, isn't it? So we want to do verse 6 or point 6. People who leave send a message that there are alternatives to your church. People who leave the church sends a message of there is an alternative. Now, I was saying when I was closing the first service that women are very territorial, Mr. Wills. The women, they don't like people come around us, They see another female coming around, then they begin to smell. Even in the church. Who's that? Then they begin to run through your phone. And they begin to go into your pocket. Begin to smell your brief. They begin to look at your rag and see if there are some of these lipstick. Sometimes on my birthday and Christmas and those things, when people come and people used to, these days I try to run away, but people come and hug and happy birthday and all of that. And then my white shirt, here, it turns brown. People's foundation, they are building a house on my shoulder. and then sometimes it's like, I have to go home and wash it. Then it's like, if my wife was not working with me, she's not in the church, she's in another church, and I go home, and she has a certain mindset, 2 a.m., and I take my shirt off and he said, what? Who has been putting their head on your shoulder? I will shoulder them. It can be a problem. A pastor had a problem with his wife because he was praying for people at the altar. And there was this lady that the Lord, you know, laid on his heart to, you know, pray for him. So he was like praying for them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, bless her. Yes, Lord. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, shaita. This one. When he went to the woman, said, why were you praying so long for that one? I tell woman. Very territorial. Because we are all animals. And animals are very territorial. A lion's in the forest, you can't come around where, that's why you call it a lion of the forest. There's an area where they take, you can't, if you can't come around that area. Even cats, birds. You see, so when we stay together, we are together, and then somebody leaves. The picture, the message is a little different. And those of you who have left before and come back, or those who are in the process of going out, you see that you create some things about you. Even if you were active, you were doing something, you don't do it anymore. There's something about you. You feel some way. People look at you. There's something you come and say, but I didn't see you sing no more. You try to even avoid the question. So there are messages that create confusion and create a lot of problems when you leave. That's what we are talking about. So you have to fight not to leave. Whatever it is, you must fight. Resist the temptation and the distraction to leave what you are doing. It creates a message. No, this is what you call 123. That 123 on your phone. Sometimes it happens like that. Some people call me. And then it goes into your voicemail. So I come, I see the missed call, and I see that they say, you know, there's this recorder thing there, right? So I press it. I go to my voicemail. You don't hear anything. To listen to this message again, press. I said, but there was no message. There was an unvoiced message that somebody has called your phone, but you wonder, what is the person looking for? Somebody has left the church. You are wondering. Hey. So those who leave send a message that there are alternatives to your church. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 28. Now, there is no woman who wants to send a message that there is an order. You know, there's no alternative. Isn't it? I was talking to Sister Jackie Phil. I think her husband was coming to look for her the other day. We were going home at 2 a.m. and her husband was coming. I think the husband was waiting for her and she was not coming. So the husband was coming to probably look for her or something. I was going home. So I saw him around the corner. I saw him with a big stick. So then I was asking myself, what does this stick mean? Is it that when he's coming from his home, he's trying to protect himself against? Because it was around 2 a.m. He was on a bicycle. It's either he was trying to protect himself, or he was going to come and use it on somebody when he gets here. I'm sure he was protecting himself with it. You see, because it's like 1 a.m. you are not home. Is there an alternative? Me want to hear no alternative. Who wants to hear alternative? One day, Quincy, is that you? You alright? One day a wife told me, she said, we were having ministration. I was having ministration with my husband. Service was going on very powerfully. Lo and behold, knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. So, I mean, when you're in the spirit, you don't want anybody to disturb you, right? So, but if you want to do that, please write a no disturbance on your door. You know, in the hotel, you say no disturb. So the what you call them, chambermaids, you call them? They don't come in. Housekeeping, they don't come and disturb you. To her surprise, it was the mother-in-law, because they were living in the same house as the mother-in-law. Then the priest left the altar, went to attend the church member who was outside at the gate, knocking on the gate.
It's good you are lost.
Yeah. Can you believe it? And that's what we do, right? Sometimes you're in your house praying and then somebody rings the phone. And then you stop the prayer and then, hello, yeah, oh, I come for truth. 1 o'clock, right? Okay. You go back. Say, shalabala, shalabala. Now, so, the time you are spending with God, you are trying to tell God that, oh, God, you are not all that important. My friend is also important. So, if I'm with you and my friend calls, I put you on hold and I speak to the friend. And then when I finish, I come back to you, okay? Don't vex because you is important. He's important too. No, but you can't put God and a friend on the same at the same level. In a similar way, you can't put too many. If you are in the course of worship and then somebody knocks the door and then you get up from the altar to entertain. Yeah. It's like the impression you give to the woman is that you're not important. Yeah. Because at that particular moment, you can get up and go and open the door. Something wrong. So when people leave and they don't say anything and it's not done properly, you must get the first service message. I preach about godly resignation. When you have to leave, what you must do. That's what I'm preaching during the first service. There are several things you must do. When you are leaving, make sure you don't leave with anybody else. Leave alone. You alone must go. Don't take anybody with you. Don't bring confusion. If you want to go, you go. Don't try and get disciples. People do that a lot. Yeah. Don't poison people's mind. If you and somebody in green in a church, don't poison somebody else's mind against the person, because the person doesn't have any problem with that particular individual. You don't do that. Evil will not leave your house if you do that. So we are also territorial, and God and the church, we as a church lighthouse do not want to know, we don't want to know that you have another one. So if me and you get wrong, I'm moving to Bahi. What kind of message are you giving? What kind of alternative do you, what is that? And that's why it is appropriate that you even in marriage and all of that, these things, you have a proper home, a special home. Both of you are here. Eh? Pinky and Wild Raven, are you listening? You must be in a particular place so that if you are not around, we know where you are going. But not like, I can be here and I can be there. There shouldn't be any alternative. Once you make alternatives, you create problems. We preach. I was talking to one big lady. She said she didn't know. I said, you and this married guy, the closeness is too much. It's too much. I mean, we are all, moving around. But especially also as a pastor of this church, when I see you and somebody, there must be something connecting you. Right? If I see Brother Sherwin and Sister Hakima, the only picture I'll have is praise and worship. If she was not in praise and worship, I'll question him. Especially if he has not come to me to tell me anything. I don't know if you understand what I mean. So once you see something, it must be connected to a particular purpose. The warnings of purpose is a camp message. If that purpose is not there, you and that person will never talk. You talk because of this particular thing. So when there's nothing between the two of you and there's a relationship, you tend to wonder. That you are so free in a church that you have other people to relate with when there are other things. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. I do think it's clear. Kevin will be close to me because of what he's doing. The day we don't have anything together, out. Finish. Simple. That's what? Is he my friend? Am I looking for a friend? If I have a friend, I won't even choose him. Because he easily forgets things. Yeah. Oh, you listen, that's what I mean. So when you and somebody are together and I cannot link your role in the church with that person. Like if you and Joanne are together, I'm wondering, but Joanne is in BV and you are here. What time does she have? I mean, we're all brothers and sisters, but I'll question that to an extent. Yeah. And I have the right to question that because I'm the overall shepherd. Godfrey. There are so many girls in the choir. I don't see you with them, and I see you with a different girl. I'm wondering, which picture is this? Is it picture at the beach or picture on the sea? Wow. I mean, you because you want to connect things, right? You must always connect things. I mean, you shouldn't go around trying to, find solutions to equations. You shouldn't be doing that. But people will move just because there's something that connects them together. And when those things don't connect you, then, puppy, what do you think? It's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah. Because, is this your cousin? Yeah, but if she wasn't your cousin, you're working with she. Puppy, what's going on? Who's this new girl? And then you have to answer my questions also. Don't say, hey, Reverend, we are praying. You're praying about what? Answer my question. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Thank you. So I don't see anybody, any man Andreska moves in the church. So if I see you in town with another man, I wonder, is he a church member? I don't see him in the church. So, you say what? Your cousin? Ah, okay. All right. So next I want to see you. So how's your cousin? It better be your cousin. Yeah. If I see him holding you at a very inappropriate place, I'll say, hey, I didn't know cousins do dumb things. Because some people, they say that. Oh, it's my cousin. Oh, it's my brother. It's my nephew-in-law. There's no law that brings that nephew close to you. Family friend. That's very far, far. Are you counting? 20, 25. You have to stay awake, man. Hallelujah. There shouldn't be an impression of an alternative. If you are with us, you're with us. You see, one of the things that we Guyanese like is that, a friend invited me to visit their church. The friend should go and invite unbelievers to come to their church. Many a times when we get invitations by some churches, they're doing an anniversary. They want you to come. And they state, bring your church members. What got my church members got to do with your anniversary? It's like you invited me to my party and say, when I'm coming, I should bring my children. Who decides where I take my children to, me or you? Do you know where I want my children to go and where I don't want them to go? Are we like that? Oh, Reverend, I didn't come to church because a friend was doing christening and christening. Christening? You just eat about the place like that? There shouldn't be an impression of an alternative. The moment you do that, it's like in marriage, you are causing instability in the church. So when you leave and there's nothing official about it, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel and the other put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. So, you see, the king here decides to distract the people. Instead of going to Jerusalem to worship, he creates an image for them. Where is it? Give me 28 to 30. He said that you can't go to Jerusalem. Let's do the church right here. I want to give you an alternative. So, going to Jerusalem, for them to count on you, they see you there. It's like, this is your church. And the way you live, a church moves close to you. It's presenting itself. Then you have to sit down and say, you know what? Who am I committed to? Who am I devoted to? Where do I belong? And you have to be able to take away that alternative and follow through with what you have all the years. And that's what happens when you leave a church with an unvoiced message. You are trying to tell people, this is not the only place for you. There's another place. Yeah, you can go. There's no only Lighthouse is not the only church you have to go to. There are other churches. Now, what happens when you create that alternative, when you give that message? Then Sister Michelle will not be committed to the church. Because, oh, well, this Sunday, if I can't make it to my own church, I will visit the church around the corner. Because even our church is a little far. You know, sometimes I don't have the passage and means, you know. So, you know what? Maybe first Sunday, because we have communion, is powerful. I feel the anointing. I'll go to church first Sunday. And the other three Sundays, just because of money, I want to save a little money. Then I fellowship with the church next door. No woman will allow that. No modern day 21st century woman will allow that. And no church should allow that. No pastor will allow that. And I will also not allow that. And God will also not allow anybody to take him, God, and another person to serve. He said it clearly. He said, you cannot serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. And when people leave, and there's nothing about it, then they're actually presenting a certain picture. You know what? You can go here, or you can go there. But that is not what we want. That's not how God wants. We must love the Lord our God with everything. Our hearts, with our souls, and with our minds. Amen. Stand to your feet, please. Pastor Isan is tired. From barbecue. Oh, did you clap? Hey. You don't like clapping? I like clapping. Praise the Lord. Wow. So is this a new wild raving we are seeing? It's a new wild raving we are seeing. Is it because I told him I'm getting somebody for you or something? But you got to look at me good, you know. I could do it, you know. He's smiling at the back there. Yeah, you must bring your husband and your wife. You must bring them to church, man. It gives us more problems when you come alone. Because they will say, you and somebody there. Let them come and see that you and nobody there. You and God there. Your family and friends. This is a family church. You must come. In some churches, they count their members by families, you know. Yeah. They say, our church, we started a church with 10 families. It means they started a church with about 40 people. Because when you say 10 families, like two and maybe one or two children. That's how some churches they talk. Especially these foreign churches. So we started a church with three families. Not three people. Three families. And wife, children. That's how they started the church with. Hallelujah. No on-voice messages. You must get messages clear, isn't it? You call somebody's phone and the person is not there. You must say, okay, my name is Lady Pastor Mary Asifwa. I called. Please call me back. Don't let us play the voice message and then... Oh, you hear that? To listen to this message again, press 1. To delete this message, press 7. To save this message, press 9. And to disconnect, press star. No. I want to hear a message. Hallelujah. Let us not leave. Let us not create an impression that there is another. There cannot be any other but God alone. Let's pray. Father, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you for speaking to us. And as you teach us, we know even how to behave ourselves in the church of God. Let us be people who will serve you in one place for a very, 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 very long time. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.